Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. Bering sea ice has reached its normal extent for this time of year. KNOM reports that Norton Sound is ice-covered with only a few breaks. Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy climate specialist Rick Toman says there's currently nothing akin to open water.
And unlike the last couple of years, that pretty thick ice there in southern Norton Sound as well. That is all a big change from the last couple years.
Recent cold resulted in a sizable boost in ice in the Bering Sea near the Seward Peninsula. Toman says ice thickness also increased.
Thicker ice throughout much of the area west and south of St. Lawrence Island, and that is potentially very good news for the spring subsistence activities, especially that ice west of St. Lawrence Island in the Gulf of Anadyr.
Looking ahead, Toman says thicker ice is more wind and wave resistant, but still cautions ice travelers that conditions can change very quickly over short distances. The Fairbanks City Council is considering a gasoline tax. The proposed 5 cent per gallon tax would raise revenue beyond property taxes, which are limited by a cap on the city mill rate. Council member Jerry Cleworth says property taxes currently come in below the city's broader tax revenue cap, a gap the gas tax could help fill.
To try and pick up those dollars that we leave on the table under the tax cap.
Cleworth says the additional revenue from a gasoline tax could cover inflation as gauged by yearly increases in the Consumer Price Index, or CPI.
It conceivably could create somewhere between maybe $400,000 to $800,000 a year. We're guessing that the CPI allowance for the coming year would be around $500,000 to $600,000 or so. It's not a lot of money in the grand scheme of the city, but it keeps us current with the Consumer Price Index so that we're not going backwards.
Cleworth says the gas tax is an easier approach than trying to change the property tax mill rate cap, which would require a public vote. The gasoline tax was on the agenda for a City Council Finance Committee meeting this morning. A proposed project is aimed at improving safety at Fairbanks' busiest intersection. The Alaska Department of Transportation is looking at overhauling how traffic is handled where Gaffney Road, Airport Way, the Richardson Highway, and Steese Expressway come together at Fort Wainwright's main gate. In a recent presentation to the Fairbanks Chamber of Commerce, DOT Northern Region pre-construction engineer Sarah Shocker explained that the current proposal is a step back from an earlier proposed $40 million diverging diamond intersection.
We said, you know, this is the busiest intersection in Fairbanks. We have a safety issue here we want to correct. What can we do that will cost less and still provide an improvement? And we looked hard and we came up with some at-grade solutions, so we won't have a bridge. The diverging diamond was going to take the Richardson and Steese over the intersection with a bridge. We won't have a bridge. We'll still have signals, but we can still improve operations and safety more at a price tag of $10 to $12 million.
The DOT is holding a public open house tomorrow from 4 to 6:30 at the Wedgewood Resort in Fairbanks to discuss and get feedback on the intersection reconstruction project. The team of Tyler Acklestad and Nick Olstad continued to lead the Iron Dog Snow Machine race. The two past champions left Kotzebue over 870 miles into the race this morning. Their course time is an hour and 45 minutes faster than that of the second place team of Tyson Johnson and Brad George. Weather has been a major factor so far. After arriving in Kotzebue yesterday, Acklestad told KOTZ that in his 16 years of Iron Dog racing, the whiteout conditions coming into Kotzebue were among the worst he's seen.
From Unicleet to Koyak, all the way, the whole way through, it's like staring at a sheet of white paper pretty much. I mean, it was pretty unreal.
With the weather hindering racers that came in Monday night, Acklestad's partner Olstad said trial runs the two made on the Iron Dog's new loop to Kotzebue this winter became vital.
Me and my partner came up earlier this year and practiced up here, so we had a good understanding of where we were going, so I think that helped out a lot.
11 of the 29 teams that started the 2,400-mile Iron Dog race Sunday in Fairbanks have dropped out. After Kotzebue, the next required layover checkpoint is at Nome. I'm Dan Bross.